You're using computer audio. And then are there other people? Because I see me. Am I supposed to see me? Okay. So then when they, I guess, come in or join it, then we're good to go. No, I'm not in practice mode. This is gonna be it. Cause like I say, it starts at 7 o'clock. Yeah, I just went on and just went 15 minutes early in the event. Folks were trying to do, they were trying to do it. Uh-huh. Well, this, okay, because should I hit, it's an orange box that says practice mode only. Okay, Kay Watts, I see Kay.
Hi.
Okay, we see each other. Okay, I'm good to go.
How are you doing?
Okay. I'm good. Hold on 1 second. So okay. You know what to do. You see me?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, you're back. I'm back.
I just had to get some more water.
Okay, I had to go let Kevin in because I'm at CinCon by myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So this can't go long.
I give it an hour.
You don't have to go that long.
See who all signs in.
Yeah, that's interesting because I haven't heard from anybody. Well, John, Gary, and Winnie. Nicole, and I want to say Marion, when I initially sent the email.
I thought I responded to that.
Yeah, and probably you.
Huh.
No, you did, and you, but that's it. And Richard won't be. He was the only one that told me he would not be.
Well, that's good that he told you that, at least.
Yeah, because you know.
I know. Okay, I got a bunch of old calendars.
Okay, there's Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Okay, did you get them? Where'd you get them from?
A friend of mine.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
You got old calendars.
So we can talk over each other just like in the regular meeting?
Sure. Why not?
I don't have anything important to say.
Now, you all know this is being recorded.
Oh.
Yes. Right now.
But the meeting hasn't started yet. I hope John can get in.
Yeah.
And Winnie.
Hey, look, if I can get in, anybody can get in.
Oh, you will not believe.
This is being recorded.
The hoops that I've gone through just within the past half hour.
Really?
Within the past half hour. First of all, I pull up the laptop and they've got it set for admin, like the administrator, and I'm like, okay, it's not logging in. What do I do?
Oh yeah.
Put it this way, I was real close to going back to my workstation, telling you all, we're gonna have to try this another day.
Yeah, well,
yeah, it was one of those.
Are we? Yeah. We're not the first commission to do this, are we? I know council's been meeting this way, but have the other commissions tried?
No. Park Commission did last month because, oh, there's Cindy Theory. Hi, Cindy Theory. Park Commission did last month because when he gave the directive to start them back up.
Yeah.
It it kind of their meeting was first up.
Okay.
But now Green Practices is going on right now. They're going on right now. So.
Oh.
So maybe we'll accidentally get tucked into their meeting too.
No, you won't.
Okay.
No, you won't. No, that's not getting ready to happen. At okay.
Uh-uh. Well, I'm glad everybody looks healthy.
Yes. It's been strange. It's strange.
It's been 3 months.
I know.
And you still won't deliver the food. I don't get it.
What food?
Yes. Getting tired of it. Are you?
Have you seen what he's been posting?
Aren't you on my Facebook?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
What food?
Anytime you want to deliver, it's fine.
Oh, because I was off last Friday and Leslie came over for lunch and she brought her little puppy. So her puppy played with my puppies. And I did barbecue sloppy joes and french fries. And I made a pasta salad that was to die for. Oh my God. We ate and ate.
Nobody else was invited, just you.
Oh, okay. I'll have to. When all this crazy is over.
Oh, like
going
next
to Linda's
year.
House.
When all this crazy is over.
The annual Arts and Letters picnic.
Right.
It'd be the first one.
I know what I'm bringing to the holiday celebration. Pasta salad. It was cool.
I won't be on the commission then.
You can still come. And it's not even at my house.
You never leaving, Gary.
Okay, is this it? Well, we got 5 minutes.
Oh. I thought I could do meetings like this all the time.
Looks like Eleanor really? Just
outside.
Joined.
Who?
Outside. Got my
see, I don't know. I don't know how to switch because I can see you guys.
It looks
here
like
comes Eleanor.
Eleanor.
There's Eleanor. Hi, Eleanor.
Oh.
Eleanor, did you get my email?
Yes, thank you so much.
Hey, Eleanor.
Hey, guys.
Now, how do you, when your picture, you get your picture to come up? I don't know. Cindy's picture was up, then Gary's.
And your picture's up now.
Is it up when you talk?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm talking right now.
Oh, there's Carol. Hi, Carol. Hi, I miss you all.
Linda.
Ma'am.
Did you click on speaker view?
Pictures. No. Can't you see me?
I can see you. I see everybody. There's Carol.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, there's my long lost friend.
Hello.
All my long lost friends.
Okay, I can see everybody. Hey. I can see everybody but Eleanor right now. I pressed the plus sign.
I see Eleanor.
And it gave me a view of 4 people at the bottom. But I don't know where Eleanor went.
I'm right above you on my street, Gary.
All my people are at the top.
Yeah, switch to gallery view. When you
switch to gallery view.
It's over to the left side at the top.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not messing with nothing because I'll disappear.
No, it's so easy because you can see everyone then.
I can see everybody. Oh, here comes Dwayne.
Dwayne
took over my whole screen.
Yeah. It's just his name.
Okay.
He's not going to let us see him.
He may not have a thingy. There he is.
Oh, man.
Oh, hi, Dwayne. Hey. Okay, we don't have a quorum yet.
Yes, I do. How's everybody? How you all doing?
It's just 7 this second, people.
Okay, Dwayne, you just went away.
No, I still see him.
I see him.
Okay, now I see you.
I don't see him at all. Oops.
You gotta scroll.
I switched to that gallery mode, and now I can see everybody.
Okay.
I can't find it on mine.
And I'm not touching it.
Okay, look. Just click on that.
Uh-oh.
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 Uh-oh. Well, the way you did it now, I don't see everybody.
I don't see anybody.
You're viewing somebody's screen. That's K Watt's screen.
Now it goofed me up. I don't know what's going on. Oh, yeah. Viewing K Watt's screen.
Viewing K Watt's screen. You got
sharing K Watt's.
You want to show us?
What?
You got a presentation you want to show us?
Kay? No. So then unclick that.
Yeah, did you have to?
I don't know how. I don't know what I clicked.
Hey, Linda, are you the moderator? You can take it back if you're the moderator.
I didn't give it up. So
she's the moderator. See if she can take it back.
And it's not, I'm pushing stuff and nothing's happening.
Maybe everybody sign out and sign back in.
Let's
stay where we are.
I'll just listen.
No, this is crazy. I can't.
Wait a minute, maybe because they got me with this laptop.
There's a share content thing.
Did I disconnect everybody? Because literally everybody went away. Darn. I disconnected everybody. Oh my God. Where is everybody? Seriously?
I have some. Wait. Hey,
okay,
wait.
Linda,
I literally disconnected everybody.
All right, let me try support. Well,
I'm going to sign back in.
I'm not touching nothing.
I mean, that's not going to change Kay's screen, though.
No, I think
get out and sign back in.
Yeah, Kay needs.
That's what I said.
Kay needs.
And there's Marion.
Hello.
Okay. I only see four of you.
Kay needs to sign out and sign back in.
I see five.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to do that.
I see everybody.
That's all right. I can see enough people.
Well, Kay, if you just disconnect, like get out of the screen.
You know what? Can she hear? She doesn't have to see.
Oh, wait a minute.
Can you hear, Kay?
Let me hit sign in again.
She can hear.
Wayne, I hit something that said you could take over my screen.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
Well, take over mine, too, because now everybody's a little postage stamp on the left, right side.
Yes, me too, Linda.
Yeah, whereas before I had the whole thing.
I've been in a dozen Zoom meetings and this has never happened. I don't know what to do.
I don't either.
If you just enlarge your window, you can see everyone. You can see everyone.
Who, me?
Wait a minute.
Are you talking to me, Winnie?
Uh-huh.
Well, somebody did something. I could see everybody at first, and somebody
Yeah. Oh, crud! I don't know what this is.
It says we're viewing Kay Watts' screen. Right. I don't know why she's controlling it.
I don't either because I didn't hit anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So I would just say, you know, for the Zoom window, enlarge that. And but just put that in front of Kay's screen, and you don't have to worry about getting rid of Kay's screen.
Okay. Who is it? Oh, there's Wilmetta. Hi, Wilmetta.
Hi, Wilmetta.
Oh, I got Carla up here, too.
Now we need everyone.
I'm seeing Kay's screen that says join a meeting.
Yep, I am, too. And Eleanor is everybody on the right hand side?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
See Eleanor, I see you, Linda. I see Smotherson. I see Kay, and I see Winnie. That's it.
Carla just went. Okay, now Carla's back.
I don't see Carla.
I see Carla. You might have to scroll down.
I don't know why I have Kay's Zoom.
Okay, I think I see everybody now.
I can't get it off of my screen.
Kay, can you just close your close your browser completely, Kay? Like you're done with the meeting.
Leave the meeting, Kay.
All right. Well, if I can't get back in,
bye.
Why is she? Bye. Is she just sharing her screen? Doesn't she just need to stop share?
She can't find that option on there.
I see up on my at the top it says in green you are you are viewing Kay Watts screen. So
that's
yeah.
Right. That's what I have.
Kay at the bottom.
Okay.
At the bottom it should say you should have a green button that says share screen, and that's what you should be looking at.
But now I am seeing
right at the bottom.
Now I got the, like Marion said,
at the
I
top
see where you are viewing cake watch screen.
Much, all right. All right, let me see this one. It says I am screen sharing.
Right, there you go.
Did that do anything?
Well, no. you need to tell it not to share the screen.
Right, dude, yeah.
Now it just went away.
All right, well.
It came back.
I'm closing the share.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm going
to. I can imagine this recording.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm just listening. I can tell who's talking.
Yeah, but you messed us up.
We can see your email, Kay.
All we can see is your screen, Kay.
Right,
but I can't see that.
But okay, so Kay, where they told you to look down to share the screen, you actually
No. Here, I did not share the screen. What came on my screen was Wayne Smotherman took control.
His whole picture. His name came up.
And then the whole thing went kaflooey.
So, but Wayne, it was you.
No, but it's not. So if you look up, Kay, where it says, you know where you're up now, but go to the middle, it should be a red button. It might say, stop sharing your screen.
Yes.
There it goes. There it goes. Yay, right. Kay. Way to go, Kay.
Thanks.
Kay rocks.
Holy moly.
Thanks, Wilmetta.
Thanks, Wilmetta.
Okay. Okay.
We lost Wayne.
Harry. Whoever it was, thank you.
Oh, we lost Wayne.
We lost Dwayne.
No, I'm still here.
You started.
Where's still John? Here.
Okay, there's
hey, Marion, how you doing?
Now the only person we don't have is John.
Yeah, John's not in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so who's doing this?
Where is Carla on here?
Carla's on there.
Okay, so I can only see.
Yeah, I don't see
and
Carla.
Where's Richard?
Richard's not. He's not going to participate. He sent me an email.
Okay. How about Nicole?
She told me she was. That's the only person I heard from that would not was Richard.
Okay.
He was the only person.
Where is John?
He was going to try to get in.
He was going to try.
I don't want to run the meeting. I didn't prepare for that.
That's fine.
Don't worry about it.
But you got to run.
We'll just go through the agenda.
Because quite honestly, listen.
You can call it to order.
Quite honestly, because you guys have really nothing, is this poster contest. You got to vote on that.
All right. Should we start? Then I'm in. I'll call the meeting to order.
You doing that?
Yes. Who's the secretary?
Nicole, I'll jot some stuff down so you all not, and I know this is being recorded. You're not talking a lot.
Okay. Thank you,
Linda. All right,
are we doing roll call?
Sure. Somebody start.
Gary Burr's here.
Wait a minute. Okay, Gary.
Marion Reed's here.
Okay.
Winnie Sanders here.
Who?
Carla Brown.
KB.
Who said that?
Carla Brown.
KB.
Carol Jackson.
Okay.
Winnie Sullivan is here.
Okay.
Theory.
Who?
Cindy Theory.
Okay.
Wilmetta Tolliver Jallo.
Okay. And Eleanor Mullen. Eleanor Mullen and Carla. Who else?
Kay Watts, the troublemaker.
Yep.
What happened to Wayne?
So we're missing Nicole and John.
There's Wayne.
And Wayne. Okay. So calling the meeting to order at 7:07.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have 7:10 if you want to be technical.
7:10. Approval of minutes.
I've got one correction or addition.
Okay.
there was a blank under the Public Art Project for Megan. Yeah. Megan's last name is Kirkwood. And her first name is actually spelled M-E-G-H-A-N.
Okay.
I have some other corrections.
Okay.
Under citizens' comments, mm-hmm. In the second sentence, it should be
in. John, are you coming to the meeting?
It should be in view of COVID-19.
Yeah, get on the Zoom.
Okay.
Rather than in lieu of it.
Okay.
Under the treasurer's report,
uh-huh.
those were closing balances for February 28th.
I got it should be February 28th, not January 31st.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Where it says awaiting receipt of the MAC grant, that amount should have been $860.
Okay.
Under the committee reports.
Winnie's giving a report. Can you hear her?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Under the committee report.
What's happening?
Under the finance committee.
Right.
Yep.
This committee will meet during the executive board meeting. It should be just before.
We'll meet before.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then literary. River Styx is S-T-Y-X.
S-T-Y-X, okay.
River Styx organization. It's not a spoken word group.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Okay, River Styx, okay.
And then under still under committee reports, under public art, it should be in view.
Right.
COVID-19. Right after the dates for the Starlight concerts,
mm-hmm.
this is Mr. Burr moved to accept 2020 concert dates. It should be approved by acclamation, A-C-C-L-A.
And I've changed my mind since that time, too.
Okay.
Too late.
Okay, and then, let's see, under adjournment, the last line there.
I see the space.
Yeah, the space
and the acclamation.
Right, acclamation.
Mm-hmm. John should be listening to us now.
Okay. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Okay. Who's gonna move to accept the minutes as corrected?
I can't. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I move.
I will.
Wait a minute. Give me some.
K Watts moved. K Watts moved. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Carla Brown.
Carla Beecher. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sure. Show of hands.
Hi, everybody. I think John is in the same predicament that I was just in. I just kept getting a message that the meeting would start. I've been sitting on there for a minute and it never came through. So Wilmetta forwarded me the link again.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is John here?
Well, he responded to my email that he was stuck in the waiting room. Like, it's not a waiting room. It just says your webinar will start.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it never started. So that's why I sent you guys the email. You know,
forward him the most recent link. I think that's what it is.
That's the link. That most recent one.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, until he gets here, do we have a treasurer's report?
No, the next is the poster contest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, somebody just dinged.
I heard it.
That was me.
Okay. But everybody, did everybody get a chance to read that and
about the posters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Is everybody in agreement to provide the $175?
Sure.
Do we need a motion?
Yes.
What did we give?
Would someone make a motion?
I move.
Gary moves.
I second.
Okay, wait a minute. GB, CT. Okay. Eleanor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hello? Uh-oh.
All approve?
Any opposed? All right, approved by acclamation.
Okay. Now it's the treasurer's report.
Question. I got a question. So on the write-up on the posters proposal, mm-hmm. it said, who would judge the posters is still being discussed. Do we need to discuss that now or not really?
Well, it's going to be discussed by the people putting on the event.
Oh, that's not us.
Right.
Well, from my understanding.
The thing it says, it could be done by Arts and Letters.
Right.
Yeah.
It said the posters could be judged by the Arts and Letters Commission.
I think we would definitely be on the part of that, but they'd probably get other people like Marnie Clonch and some other people in the community to help out. It wouldn't be purely commission.
Yeah. All right, but would you say that you have interest in doing that? Just let it go.
We should, it probably would be good to say that.
Say that,
and
the commission would definitely be interested in providing judging assistance.
And I would say, if we're going to be providing award money.
Yeah.
What? I missed all that.
I would especially be interested in judging.
Right.
We're going to be providing the award money.
Well, and they're looking, because I've kind of talked with the coordinators, and they're looking to definitely, partner with, I think it's, I'm not exactly sure because it's a citywide, but it's, I want to say a city project, school, arts and letters, like collaboration. Okay.
And they're going to have other, that same area is going to have other art things coming up around the bend that they're going to present. So.
The who?
Like the Explore East City, Allison and Jessica.
Yeah, so no.
Mainly
but
Jessica.
This, from my understanding, this initially started as a kind of, I guess with everything that was going on with the restaurants, with the majority of restaurants in the loop and the COVID-19, and it morphed into something bigger because of all the unrest and things of that nature. So yeah, this is definitely gonna be like a citywide reaching out all four corners of the city to do this.
Has anybody on the commission been directly involved in talking with Allison or other folks who are doing
I've gotten John to talk with Jessica and not Allison because they approached me about the about some other art projects that have come up but those are other things that they're going to talk to them about, and it would also involve some other art outdoor things and the Lit and the Loo type of stuff has been brought up too. Some of the stuff that had been John had been involved in talking with, like Mary Gorman and the boutiques about having a fashion show type thing, that all went under because of the COVID. So I think they're all rebuilding that right now. But in talking to Jessica, she's definitely going to get. There are other ideas around that are coming up that she wants to get Arts and Letters involved in. Whether judging, I think it's more judging and assistance than money for the future ones, but.
So is this something that falls under the purview of the Public Arts Committee, and who's going to be responsible?
I think it's different things, so it's probably going to be everybody, because there's probably going to be musical components and mm-hmm. art and maybe literary. I think there's a lot of ideas, so it's not just a public art type of thing.
And it's just in the discussion stages now?
Yeah.
Especially with everything going on.
Yeah, with everything going on, and they're in the middle of finishing up the paint the loop project mm-hmm. right now.
Okay.
So I just wondered who would be responsible for keeping us apprised about what's happening.
Well, Well, whenever it comes up, that's why I told Jessica is going to come to the commission. And then depending on what it is, and that can be figured out. I just made sure that she knows John's the president and she's keeping him in the loop. One of the things Jenny Wentz also involved in. I mean, there's a lot of, I think it's too nebulous right now to say that, oh, this is a any certain thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it could end up not, they could end up not doing any of them too, because mm-hmm. the situation of so many things right now is so fluid that some of this stuff is hard to make, you know, if they want to do like a, you know, a chalk festival or something like that. It's like, well, who knows what the sidewalks will look like in 3 months.
We'll have sidewalks.
But the good thing is that they're well aware of us, and they're, in talking to her, she's been impressed upon the desire that she come to the commission for whatever they've got planned before they take it any further. Expressing Wayne's thing at the last meeting about making sure Arts and Letters was more involved in the planning and approval of any arts projects. So I brought that up too. So I think we've got a lot of people pushing it that way.
Nicole, are you taking minutes?
Yeah, and communicating with John, who is still in the waiting room. So I'm going to send him the link that Wilmetta sent me. Because as you see, my name is under Wilmetta. My link didn't work.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to forward.
My link too, though. Hey, huh? Nicole, I sent him my link. I just sent it to him like 5 minutes ago. Did he not get that?
I guess not. He just responded and said that he still couldn't get in.
Is there somebody that controls this the video broadcast? I mean, because there should be somebody that should be seeing a message that allows John to get in. You can click John in.
Linda's the host.
But
Linda's
it wasn't. Host.
So Linda, there's got to be something you should be seeing.
Yeah,
but Wayne, it wasn't. It wasn't a waiting room message.
Okay.
It was the message that I was getting was saying that the webinar hasn't started yet. And I clicked on at 10 till 7. And gotcha. I was just kind of waiting for it to click on, and it never clicked on. So I sent out an email to see if anybody else was, you know, like waiting for it to start.
Right. Good. Okay.
So it wasn't it's not a waiting room. It's not a host will let you in message. It's a message that says the webinar hasn't started yet.
Oh, I have my phone off. I see where you were sending me stuff.
Linda!
John sent me something.
Yeah, because Linda's listed here as the host.
Because
right. She may have other powers.
Put it this way. I've had no training. The only thing I see is I see Eleanor's big picture right now, and everybody little at the top. I have no kind of direction.
You're very lucky, but you should be able to change that to gallery view and see.
Gallery view.
I don't, but you know what? The last time when I touched something, all of you all went away, and all I saw was me. I'm not touching.
Don't touch nothing, Linda.
Yeah, because everybody went away.
Sound like the Progressive commercial.
All right. Nicole, can you tell John just to call in so that, at least.
I'm just emailing him. I'm responding to the email. So, sure.
And there's an option on the left-hand side to switch to active speakers so that whenever anybody speaks, that's when the other person pops up.
Oh, okay. Because you're big now.
Because you're speaking. He's speaking.
There,
and now Marion's big.
Marion's big. Okay.
Oh, this is so much fun.
This is so funny. I have everybody is in their own individual box.
I do too.
You have the speaker. You have the gallery view. You have the gallery view.
No, I'm not touching nothing.
I don't have a gallery view on
there. There's Kay.
Should we proceed to the treasurer's report?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Winnie, you got to talk real slow.
Okay, well, we're going to start with an update regarding our long-awaited MAC grant funding.
Yay.
that required all kinds of registrations and kind of
emails,
hurdle jumping before we were able to receive it. So we had to register, ensure it as a vendor with the Missouri Buys program. And so we did that, so that I hope lasts for a real long time. After we did that, we got a letter from Michael Donovan, who's the executive director of MAC, stating that our grant amount had been reduced. So I'm just going to read you a little portion of that, because it's, you know, good to know general information. He says, recently we informed you that Governor Parson announced a $180 million in expenditure restrictions to ensure a balanced state budget and the necessary funds to combat COVID-19 going forward. Among the funds were $1,169,834 in the fourth quarter. Those were funds for the Missouri Arts Council and an additional amount for public broadcasting. So immediately they suspended the Express monthly grant programs and current program initiatives. They eliminated all non-essential travel and other overhead expenses. Their intention was to do everything to sustain grant awards. They've been able to achieve half of the budget restrictions with those reductions. But unfortunately, these cuts are not sufficient to offset all of what has been restricted from our budget. Therefore, this is the important part, we must reduce your FY 2020 Missouri Arts Council grant. This is your new award total and the maximum amount you can invoice for that fiscal year. So our original award was in the amount of $860. It was reduced to $363.
$363.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be reflected in the report on our general fund. So what I'm about to just tell you now, this report reflects transactions for the months of March, April, and May, the months that we did not meet. For our general fund on 228, we had an opening balance of $10,054.99. We had one deposit in May. It was the $363. That was our MAC grant. We had two checks totaling $3,202.45. So that included $3,164. That was a deposit to Profound Sound. And then $38.45. That was High Tech for flyers. So deducting that expense and then our monthly bank fee of $5 a month for 3 months left us with a closing balance in our general fund on 529 of $7,254. We still have one outstanding check that's going to hit against that account. That was another check that was a deposit for Enrique Molina Ortiz in the amount of $550 that hasn't yet been processed. And I have requested a reimbursement from the city in the amount of $4,214 for funds already expended. That would bring our general fund balance up.
Did you send that to me?
I will.
You haven't done it.
Oh yeah, I did send it before everything shut down. So I have an email that's dated back at the end of February for that.
Forward that to me.
I'll send it.
Because if I'd have got that check, I would have called you or emailed you.
Mm-hmm.
Forward that email to me.
I will.
Okay.
So for the Levy Fund on 228, we had an opening balance of $19,666.90. And over the course of the 3 months, we earned $3.11 in interest. There was no other activity on that account. So that left us with a closing balance on 529 of $19,673.13. In the Starlight Fund on 228, we had a balance of $3,439.12. We had no deposits. With our bank fee and paper statement fee of $10 deducted for each of 3 months, we were left with a closing balance on 529 of $3,409.12. So total in all accounts for as of 529, $30,282.79. And just one comment, I did look at the city's website to see the proposed budget for the fiscal year starting in July. I noted that our regular allocation of $20,000 was proposed, but I don't know what the status of that is now, if that budget has been approved and what amount we can look to receive.
I may have missed something 3 months ago or whatever. The money to Profound Sound, if we do not produce any concerts this year, will that be at least partially refundable to us?
And the answer to that, Eleanor, I don't know. I need to look at the terms of the agreement with them. So I would hope so, but I'm not sure what the provision of that contract is.
Okay.
What about for all the other artists?
So thus far, we've paid deposits to 2 artists. That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And as I said, one has not processed, so that person may yet be holding it.
Mm-hmm. And so, Linda, do you have any inside info on whether that budget with that allocation for us might really pass?
To my knowledge, right now, that and that might be more of a Bowayne question. I like Winnie because I have to look for my division. And I know that it's current, the 20,000, it's the just the 20,000, but that it is in there. Mm-hmm. Now, if it stays, that's a Bowayne question.
Okay, Bowayne, I'll ask you.
Is he still there?
Well, you want me to answer that now? I was gonna wait till, okay. No, I don't see any reason why that there's no plans to change that.
Right.
Right now, there's no plans to change that, and and I haven't heard anything from the city manager in reference to making any changes in that regard. So, no, I think that's in the stay.
Wow, I'm happily stunned.
Okay, that's the end of the treasurer's report.
Okay, and I always forget Robert's rules on this. Do we need a motion to approve the treasurer's report or not?
Pending audit.
So we do?
Yes.
I think we do, pending.
All right, yes. Could I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
Sure.
Gary moves, we approve. Do I have a second?
A second. Marion. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passed by, approved by acclamation.
Okay. Next up is me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing I really, and Eleanor already, or Winnie brought it up about the funds for the next fiscal year. This is the new normal, gang. This is it. Nothing's going on here in regards to the recreation division. Right now, Centennial Commons Community Center and the pool are closed until further notice. There's some areas of the parks that are open and several areas of the parks that are closed.
Are they taking reservations, or the pavilion reservations just completely off the table?
there, as a matter of fact, before this meeting, I've been told that to cancel reservations, canceling July reservations from July 1st to July 12th.
Okay, for just the first two weeks.
Just for those 2 weeks. Now, I don't know if something's going to be revisited, you know, after the 12th. But, I mean, we canceled out everything because we've been closed since March 15th. Everything's been shut down since March 15th. And so everything was canceled out normally by the 15th of the current month for the coming month. So I just did all the cancellations for up to July. All the June ones were done in May. All the May ones were done in April. So
does anybody get a refund for that? Like if they
you get full whatever you've paid. No questions asked.
Cool.
And it's Wayne,
Wayne, do you have a sense is U City's stance we'll follow state guidelines, St. Louis County guidelines, or we're looking at those and then making our own mind up? What are we doing?
I
was gonna say that we're following St. Louis County guidelines.
We pretty much go by, you know, we're looking at their guidelines and then determining is this realistic? You know, because it was funny. We were looking, so funny about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but we've done for the past, it would have been the fourth year, Redbird Rookies with the St. Louis Cardinals. Okay. And they drug it on. And we had a Zoom meeting with them and they ended up canceling for this season. And definitely, I want to say right after they canceled, county came out with guidelines for youth sports. There was no way. First of all, you're dealing with kids. They couldn't sit. They had to sit 6 feet from each other. Parents couldn't come to practices. Coaches had to have health screenings and couldn't high five. You couldn't fist bump and couldn't breathe on each other. And I mean, and they're kids. So, yeah, it's the guidelines are pretty out there.
You know, can I say something? Being a coach at the high school, it's interesting that you brought that up, Linda. Being at the high school, we have been told, you know, as of yesterday morning when we had our meeting, that we could not meet in groups larger than 10.
Yep.
And we have to, the way that the plan is kind of the phase one of the plan is the athletes would come in through a specific door and they would get their temperatures taken before heading outside to do the activity. So the coaches at the high school, you know, for the fall sports, we're looking at all those different things because one of the issues was they can't play catch.
Yeah,
you know, like every time you throw a ball, that ball has to be sanitized before you throw it back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just a lot of different
stuff
things
you would never think about.
Never
think about. Right before we opened up the tennis courts, USTA sent some guidelines to where if Nicole and I were playing tennis, we would have to have different color tennis balls and she would have to touch her orange tennis ball. I would have to touch my blue tennis ball. It was that. Why are you gonna play tennis? It takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
But that's really all that I have. Just, you know, think of me because I've been here every day except for the days I take off. And a lot of times, sometimes I'm in this building by myself. Gosh. So just think of me.
Yeah, I've kind of stopped by there and I'm just making sure, you know, our tax money is being well used. And so I make sure she's there.
You know, when I can get a hold of him, because he wait a minute, he'll drive by, he'll ride by on his bike. And all of a sudden my phone will ring. Uh-huh. Are you in there working? I turn, he's stalking me, he's looking at my window. I'm like, dude, get a life.
But so Linda, are the front doors locked? Or,
yes.
You know,
okay. Yes. Front doors.
That's why he has to sneak.
Yes.
That's why he sneaks by the window.
Yes.
Linda, I ride by blowing at you.
Please do.
I blow at you.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Well, do. Okay, so I know, okay, that's Marion. Yeah. I'm not afraid to be in here by myself, but it's just sometimes, you know, like, you are in this big building.
By yourself.
Yeah. By yourself.
Yeah.
The custodial people are still here, but majority of them are gone by 3:30. So I'm normally here it's according to how late I stay, for at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half by myself. But it's still light outside. I've already talked to the chief. He makes sure a car drives by and that kind of stuff. So I'm fine. But I miss you guys.
But you're lonely. We miss everything.
I know.
Yeah.
Mark. We miss everything.
Okay, yeah. Blaine.
Blaine's up.
Yep.
Blaine, do we have anything else we need to talk about?
Nothing with me.
Well, I just I'm ready for this to be over. Everybody's getting lonely and
yes.
Well, the way that things are talking, everything's upticking again.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. Like it's really getting really bad again.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you know, I've been communicating a lot with my friends in other countries, and they were kind of watching how we were beginning to open up. And some of those countries, like Spain in particular and Italy, like they're still not open. Like they have minor restriction. Mm-hmm. And they were actually dealing with the pandemic before we were.
Yeah.
So, you know, for them to still be closed down, you know, that speaks volume. And so I've been in the house. Haven't been anywhere.
Stay in the house, guys. Trust me, you do not want to get that.
No.
You do not get sick.
No.
Wayne?
I wished I was dead being that sick.
Oh, you had it?
Well, I tested negative last month, but, you know, since January when I was sick,
right.
I kept going to the ER and they kept treating me for pneumonia, all kinds of
things.
That's
probably where you got it.
Pneumonia and bronchitis and everything. Yeah.
And then the third time I went, they did the lung x-ray and they say, yep. But if you can go home, but I've been quarantining for 3-4 months almost. So.
I do have a girlfriend in Manhattan, and she's in her mid-60s, and she did get it before the lockdown.
Wow.
And she was very lucky. She didn't really know she had it for a while, and she never even went to the doctor. She felt like you feel when you have a flu.
Uh-huh. I got it in January. That's when she got it.
Yeah.
I got it in January.
Well, from somewhere. You're all right.
Yeah. It was really bad in the school, too. I mean, we all thought we had the flu, and I was out right before my surgery, and a lot of my students was out prior to that. So, yeah, it was bad. And we
I remember you talking.
Oh, he's still there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was making sure Blaine was still there.
I see two Wilmettas here. One doesn't look like her, though.
No. She had to use her password.
I know.
She is. I didn't see.
Yeah, does Wayne have a councilman?
Wayne,
you're next.
Oliver Diallo.
Okay. I don't have anything. I still am interested in the COVID kind of delayed one of the things that I would like Arts and Letters to do, and that is to have a presentation by the True Hotel that's going on at the Del Mar Harvard site. So I'm still looking into having that done. And hopefully, which will lead to Arts and Letters Commission looking at some other developments that might be happening. So I'm still working on that. Other than that, I don't have anything, but I do want to say one thing that's personal and I think important to each of you as individuals, and that has to do with RAC. And I'm happy to say that I am a two-time now, support grant winner.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is RAC has not only organizational grants, they have individual grants. Mm-hmm. And it's important for each and every one of you to know that they have, and it doesn't matter what the art is. It doesn't matter what your art is. It can be photography. It could be playing the kazoo or something. I don't know. But my point is they have individual grants, and they make it very easy for you to apply for these grants. The support grant that I applied for is anywhere between $500 to $3,000. And they offer that twice a year. They also offer a fellowship grant that's awarded to 10 individuals, and that is $20,000 each for 10 individuals. So again, I just wanted to let you know that that's important to know. And I just recently got awarded my second grant from RAC.
And congrats.
Yeah,
so congratulations.
Thank you. But it's important to know that for anybody in your family, anybody that you know that is in some type of art, they have this support grant, and it's, I call it free money.
It's not free, it's our tax money. But
okay, no. Well, thank you, Kay.
Wayne, you may be getting some of your own money back.
Let's keep it in your city, right?
Yeah. You have to have been a practicing artist for a period of time.
Right.
I've applied twice.
But is it for authors too? For poets?
Yeah. Yes. It's for everything. And I've applied twice. I applied back early on, and I recently did another application when they reopened the cycle back up. And I've not heard anything just yet, but hopefully I will have the luck of Wayne.
Well, keep
Wayne took yours. Wayne took yours.
What does RAC stand for? RAC stands for what?
Regional Arts Commission.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I knew I heard the answer.
It's right across the street from the pageant.
Okay, right. Okay. All right.
I believe you have to be published. You have to have been a published author.
Okay. I've been a published author before,
mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be one again, if I can get some money.
There you go.
And that's what it's for, so that's the end of my report.
All right, thank
that's
you.
The report.
Thank you. Yep. Anything else, somebody?
One other thing I think about RAC is they are looking for a new executive director now.
Mm. So that's true. Yes. Yes, they are.
For a few years, apparently resigned, and so they have feelers out for a new person.
Are you going to take the job, Winnie?
Yeah, no. No way. No.
She said no.
All right, I'm getting tired of sitting still. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Well, we have stuff from the committees. We have all the committees.
I'm sorry, I thought we were done.
Well, before you go on, Nicole, I will email, because I kind of started taking notes prior to you coming, so I will email you the little bit that I have.
Okay, great. Thank you. I jumped in. I got Winnie's treasurer report, and I did attendance.
Okay.
And so I've gotten everything else. I just need to get Winnie, can you forward me the email for the accounts? I kind of got the numbers in there, but I want to make sure I have everything accurate.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I'll send you everything that I took.
Okay, great. Like
committee reports.
So we got calendar art?
Yep.
Calendar art, Kay and I are working on it. We have been trying to search for at least 10 years of calendars. And Kay, with her great work, she has located some calendars that possibly next week, Kay, we can sit down once I get finished with our high school graduation.
Right. Give me a day.
Okay.
Yeah, John said he would join us too.
Okay, that'll work. That'll be fine.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I have.
What's the deadline? Is that still October or?
October, right?
I thought it was late. I think it's sometime in September. I don't know. She's She's not very clear on things right now.
Okay.
Allison?
Yes.
I would just get it as quickly as you can.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. So, I would try August.
Well,
if you can.
If we can get these things picked out.
We should. It didn't take. Oh, yeah. We did the mannequins. It didn't take long.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, finance.
Finance, we have not had a meeting. That was going to be scheduled in proximity with an executive committee meeting, but we just haven't met. So nothing to report there, nor with literary. I mean, we were about to make contact with Mary Gorman when everything sort of came to a screeching halt. So that same thing is true regarding our contact with the high school and their book tasting and reigning poetry projects. So I'm thinking all of that, you know, we'll need to look to next year for that. And John, I think, may have had one conversation with River Styx since our last meeting, and I really don't recall the content of that. So
that was about finding a way for them to have their reading series take place in U City.
Right. Right.
But then all the places that they could have done it have closed up. So.
Right, right, right. So I think there was some back and forth there within River Styx, and that they were considering it. But next time we'll ask him to really give us a detailed update about what's happened with that. So that's all I have for literary.
Marketing. Anything with marketing?
Nothing for marketing.
Nothing?
Nope. Not unless, Gary?
The only thing, I've put up a few things helping get the call for art out in the loop.
I've seen them.
I'll talk about some of that in the public art part. But that's about the only marketing we've actually done, because there hasn't been any. I think we've also put up some on Facebook, some of the things that the library's had going on, and some of the other business. There have been some interesting online opportunities for kids to hear readings, like the library's continued its Tuesday children's book reading. And ICME has done some online also, mm-hmm. Subterranean also. So there's been some stuff in the arts going on online, but that's about all we could do to market.
If we wanted to do more along that lines, the library also has the big read this summer.
Yes. Yeah, that just started with Infinite Jest for David Foster Wallace. What was the kid? Was there a kid's book too?
There's two streams. Infinite Jest is the big book, and then there's two Octavia Butler books.
That was it. Okay.
Public art.
I think we talked last time that the public art thing with WashU is being put off a year. I wanted to use the time to mention, if you get a chance to see, I sent you all that email about the last minute thrown together project about painting the plywood in the shops in the loop. Mm-hmm. And it's had a really good response. All of the television stations, you've had pieces on channel 2, 4, 5, and 9 have all done pieces that come down to the loop and talked to the artists and got a lot of shots of the work in progress. So it's been very paint. I've been down there helping lug things around, and I wear since a lot of it is standing in one place waiting for the artist to come up, I use my Arts and Letters badge, because when you're my size standing in the loop with a face mask and a hat, the name tag is nice because it helps me identify as somebody other than somebody the police should take a look at. So even though I think they've looked at me when they've driven by, but it's had a really good response. They're going to be out there again Friday. The artists have been really, most of them from U City, but there's been so many people walking up and down the loop, either taking a walk or checking out the shops that have opened up again. And they've really it's been a good time talking to the people. I mean, we've been stuck inside all this time. They have been following social distancing rules. Everybody has to have a mask. So we've been doing well there. But talking to the citizens, walking up and down, they really like what they see, and the merchants like it because it's given, with the television presence, it's given people another reason to come down to the Loop. If they're not going to buy something, they can at least walk around and see what's going on in a more positive way than for the first time since all the COVID stuff. So it's been a pretty fascinating thing. And I encourage you, when stuff like that comes up, it doesn't cost us any money, and they're just looking for bodies just to answer questions and stuff. So it's a real cheap, if you're able to, it's a real cheap way of getting arts and letters word out, as Gary, well as promote.
How long will the plywood stay up?
The situation is so fluid. One of the building, and this is one of the problems or the challenges, is that they would only paint the buildings if they had permission owner or the owner of the business in the building. One of the businesses, I think the main thing I've heard so far has been they're going to keep them up through the end of the month. But it depends on how things go. Some people, like Craft Alliance, finally put something up, but then they took their plywood down this morning. There's also talk about they want to save the work. A couple of the merchants have mentioned it would be really nice to auction off the art and have the proceeds go to some appropriate agency. I know in the 2017 period when they had the plywood art, they actually had a gallery showing later on after all that was over, and that had a really good response. So there's talk about doing that too. But it's got a lot of people excited about things down there, and they're also taking the opportunity to talk to them about other art things they'd like to see down there in the neighborhood to help out. We've only had one car of people yelling something obscene at us. We had another, when I was helping clean up yesterday, somebody threw a beer bottle on Del Mar. It was a white pickup truck. That was all I was able to see. And I went and picked up the glass before anybody else got through there. And then another guy that came up who was telling me that the mask wasn't going to do any good. And didn't I know that Bill Gates had plotted this whole thing because he was going to inject us all with tracking implements. So it's good to be out with the public again.
Can I just say one other thing? The Kismet Pharmacy on Midland and Vernon has three very pretty boards covering their windows. And if you get a chance to drive by there,
I'm not sure how they were the one non-Loop business. Right.
Yeah, they were the only one that I've seen.
She put out a call to all the University City businesses to see who wanted it, and Kismet was the only non-Loop business that responded.
Yeah.
So there was an effort made. I think you would also be impressed by the variety of people who are doing the painting. There are families, there are little kids, there are older people.
Yeah.
It's a pretty impressive lineup of types of art. Very little repetition. It's pretty exciting. It's been a nice being stuck inside for 3 months. It's nice to really nice to get out there and see stuff like that going on.
Gary, do we have any UCity residents, or is just anyone?
The call was for UCity artists. So
because what I'm thinking about, if someone has a good camera, when we could just snap some pictures. We could think about next year calendar.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
We got lots of pictures. Okay. There's also been some other. That's one thing people have been doing. There's lots of pictures.
Painters? Will we know who the painter? Right.
No. Jessica may know, but okay. I don't know. I didn't.
That'd be a good idea for.
I bet Jessica knows. I know Naomi Silver did.
Yes. Yeah, and Naomi's friends.
Yeah.
Well, there's some of the ones. I mean, there were some like Naomi Silver and her friend Sarah, who are known artists in the community. Okay. But I don't know that they'd know like some of the families or the other non there were a lot of people that weren't necessarily artists. There were more amateurs, and I don't know how Jessica got a hold of them. They would show up and get the material and get permission, talk to the manager to find out what was appropriate for their shop, and away they'd go. So I don't know. I think it would be a mix of some people I can see where some people wouldn't be known.
Calendar art people, I know it's hard to move on a dime, but wouldn't it be interesting if we could have that COVID art on this coming year's calendar instead of a year from now?
Well, and it's not, I wouldn't call it COVID art.
Well,
but it's U City together. And especially, right. I would say, because I saw the one artist who did the portrait of George Floyd that was gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's from U City. He got a hold of
it. No, ma'am.
But yeah, but it's really nice.
So can someone take good pictures? I mean,
I would say you got to get picture. Maybe the title of the picture and definitely the artist.
Right.
You know, their names.
You have to also get their permission.
Yeah.
I've got pictures.
Yeah.
I've got pictures of most, probably all of them. And I know other people have, but, and I'm going to be out, they're going to be out there again tomorrow from 9 to noon.
Okay.
And I'll see what I can find out. I'll broach that with the group of people and see, because a lot of them have been coming out each day.
Okay.
There's some little kids. They've had a piece over by Blix. They had a piece over by Corner 17, and then they did another one over there by the T-Mobile. So they're both their parents are artists too. So they've been up there.
Okay.
It's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, you can get all the information too. Bam.
Yeah. Right. Also impressive was all the people that donated the paint. We've had people pull up. That's what took a lot of my work was. Lugging all these huge cans of paint around and then putting them into storage at the end of the day. Those things get heavy after a while, but kudos to all the local people who weren't able, there were people that brought ladders and brushes and stuff. So even though they weren't painting, they were also donating a lot of.
Okay. You stalled. Did my thing go out?
And talk to the one at Kismet Pharmacy and see what
I came back.
Yeah.
Cool. It's telling me that my internet is unstable.
Yeah. So mine's
That's not how you spell internet.
That's what it said.
Are you sure? If internet is spelled LYNDA.
You know what? returning artist.
Just click him off.
Returning artist.
We're at a standstill. We're going to see what the school district is going to do. I'm just saying, let's wait till 2021.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because you will have to have contact with, you know, I just don't see any way around it. I mean, we could get very creative, but at 63, I'm not getting ready to get that creative.
Suggested that we could do it over Zoom, but then the artist doesn't have any contact with
the guy. Let it go.
2021.
No.
Yeah.
2021.
It's not that deep.
2021.
Then you might be able to build up some money.
Right.
In your coffer.
That's the good, if there's any good, that the money that we're saving, maybe we can double up and really party next year. You know,
that's a question about the budget stuff in general, is if there are events we're getting budgeted for in this fiscal year, will the city let us put that in a kitty and save for an entire year? Or do we have to use it or lose it?
Well, it'll be there.
The way the budget, Linda, and you know this, and Wayne, if we'd have to maybe get Wayne to petition for us. But if you
don't. It goes back to general revenue.
But we got to see how much, because Winnie's getting ready to, didn't you say you were going to give me a thing for like $4,000?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not like you had a lot left.
But everything helps.
Right. But no, she's getting,
I wish we could have an event to raise $4,000.
But I'm just saying that $4,000 may be the it. And once I get that, then you'll have your July 1 money. You'll have that 20 over again.
Right. But that's still going to be a new fiscal year when we come back. So.
But that takes you from 20, July 1 be, to.
That'll be 20. The big money will come fiscal year 21, 22.
No. So. You're going to get 20. You're going to get your 2021 20. July 1 of 2020.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But we won't be doing anything. So I'm saying.
Oh, it'll be saving
money. Yeah. Right. So the point. Yeah. But I'm okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You got $20,000 to take you. You're not doing any. What did you do in the fall that much anyway?
No, but the technical way it works, Linda, do you know that? If you don't use it by the end of that fiscal year, it goes back into general revenue.
Right. And I understand.
If whatever it is, you ask, can it be rolled over?
No.
In these circumstances, it may be. This is uncharted water.
But that's the point. You know, if we still have to maybe make some type of inquiry about.
Right.
That to see, because they may say, well, you know, what do you need all this money for? Well, you know, because we didn't do anything, you know, but I'm saying those provisions would have to be stipulated, because that money automatically goes back into the and we'll be starting from scratch again with the new fiscal year.
Mm-hmm. If we have some programming that is planned, perhaps that'll help us to make a case that we need to be able to.
Well, yeah, if we could show that But.
And we could actually use that, what was just discussed in talking about the Starlight Concerts and what we're going to do about that, because that's the next item in the on the agenda, because isn't that going to be a big deal? Are we doing Starlight Concerts?
No.
So are they done for this year?
Richard's not here, but our vote was, because he was trying to do something virtually or get something, but that's just, and, you know, the people that I polled for that, they say, look, you know, I can go on YouTube or something and watch the real famous people, so I'm not going to sit and watch a U City Starlight Concerts. Not that, you know what I'm saying? They just said, nah. That's not the same. They want to be out of, so, you know, that
would. Then you got to social distance. You got to wear a mask.
But nobody wants to, a lot of people weren't coming out anyway. But then when we brought up, Richard really wanted to do something, you know, and he talks about maybe those groups that we have put the deposit down, they could have some virtual something, but the people say they probably won't watch it, you know. Yeah.
And you would need some other equipment to do that properly.
Right, and he was working on it, but Carla, we just said, you know,
let it go.
Yeah, it's just too much trouble, and then you may have just us sitting here looking at it.
I'll cook the hot dogs.
No, it's according to what's on. No, it's according to what's on that night now. Might be one of my shows now. Maybe not.
Oh, you pop the popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. Well. But Wayne, you look into that, and then I'll see once Winnie sends me the email, that will then determine how much remained in 1920.
Right.
2020.
And I'll talk in 2020, Linda. Yeah, Linda, you're going way back.
No.
Anyway.
I know what I'm talking about. The budget, they still have money.
I know.
Until July 30th of this year.
Right. So You're right.
Once Winnie gives me this $4,000, then I will see. They might only have $25 left.
Okay.
Maybe get that $25 to go into the 2021 budget.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'll talk to Carol about this further with Carol and Richard.
Yeah, I know what needs to be done. It's just a matter of somebody doing it.
If it can be
done. Because it can't happen. And okay. Winnie, I have $100 for you from the Zumba party.
Oh, okay. Hey,
business.
I just haven't seen you to give it to you. So it's still in my lock cash box.
Okay.
Winnie, do you have that $100 you owe me?
Do we have any new business?
A question about Starlight, though. So if we find out that, because like you're canceled, this is why I asked about the pavilions, too. So like, you know, by July 12th, up to July 12th at this point in time, you can't have any reservations there.
No.
But it seems like we couldn't even think about like having like the September shows like they were talking about because it's too fluid.
No.
And no one would
come. They said pretty much everybody said they're not coming out.
Right. Okay.
Because they don't want to start dragging.
And the bad thing is that we all know another wave is coming. So if another wave comes, that means all the restrictions are going to be there. So now you've got people, and that's been my contention when I've had conversations with my director is that there's nobody to monitor that people are social distancing. There's nobody to monitor that people aren't wearing a mask. Are you going to not let them sit out at the concert? Well, you don't have a mask. You can't sit out here. You're sitting too close to the next person. Why do you even want to take that risk?
Right. Well, then it'll be up to the commissioners being the COVID police. And, that's nothing I want to do.
Right.
No. I don't want to do that either. I don't want to put myself out there.
Yeah, we'll send Ella out there to do that one since they like her more.
No, whatever.
They do love Eleanor.
Eleanor
could have a bucket. Than a bucket of masks. She could give out masks for donations.
Listen, it's supposed to be fun. With all these restrictions, it's not fun.
No, yeah. Right.
Not fun at all.
Right.
So let's get through this season. Hopefully, they said by the end of the year or into 2021, we may have a vaccine or be working. And
I've heard by March they're expecting some.
Yeah, that's what I say. 2021. We'll all line up and everybody will line up and then we'll be in the park again, God willing.
Yeah.
Free gum rides, I swear.
Do we have any new business?
May I go back to something? And I'm sorry, I'm a little delayed with this request. This goes back to calendar art.
Yes.
I'm not trying to take anything away from Gary's photography skills, but my question is this, to make it purely and really a U-City calendar, I've just gotten off the phone with Wiley Price.
Okay.
Can he take pictures of the art in the loop?
Okay. This would be better.
And have Wiley Price do that. And then we can gather the information on the art. And I just got off the phone with him.
That's
he would
perfect.
Absolutely be willing to do it. And this could be a Wiley Price presentation with our art calendar.
I love it. Yes. Let's do that.
If he can be out there, Wayne, the artists are going to be out there tomorrow morning at 9.
I'll let him know.
Do you think there's any way he can get out there between 9 and noon so the artist will be there too?
I'll get on the phone. Okay. I'll get on the phone immediately.
I get the feeling this may be the last painting day.
Don't forget that Kismet Pharmacy one on Vernon and Midland.
I'll make sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Any new business?
No. Do you want me to bring you lunch one day?
Sure.
But knock on the window.
Okay.
Call me first.
I'll haul up a side.
Any old business?
That would be me.
No.
Oh.
Old business.
Wilmetta raised her hand.
Who?
I got a thing. Wilmetta raised her hand.
Yes. Okay. I think we should all use that function.
I do hear.
But I wanted to know.
Do
we meet? This is it, right? Until August, or do we?
No, you have a July.
July.
August, you skip.
Okay, thank you. Yes. I was just concerned about the budget, and Carol raises a good point. I just feel like with everything going on, with all the cuts and all of the economic insecurity, yeah. I feel that arts and letters, if we don't have any programming, will not receive a lot of money. And so it's one thing to say, we can't do it, oh, that's virtual, that's too hard. But I think that we do have to do enough within the COVID thing to justify getting a full budget the next year. So,
Well, what about, can we just forecast the things and maybe add some things that, some additional things that we may want to do?
And
that
I would say,
maybe didn't have a budget to do before.
I would say, honestly, I don't think you all are in jeopardy of not getting that 20. I really don't. I would be shocked.
Right.
It would be tough to schedule. How could we skip? We can't really schedule anything new to do because of the situation.
We could forecast, you know, we have the dates for 2021 for most things. If we could forecast and say, these are the events, like Wilmette is saying, you know, we know the Starlight concert dates for 2021.
Right.
So we know we can, you know, what that normal date is for the returning artists and any other things that we may want to do. If they see that we already have things on the calendar for 2021, that just solidifies kind of what Wilmette is saying. Not that we, but you have to plan and show that, okay, what are you going to do with this? But we already have our dates of, okay, and the events that we want to do, so we still need our money.
Yeah.
So what about, here's a suggestion. I'm just thinking, you know, kind of brainstorming off of what you guys were just talking about. Maybe possibly connecting with the school district, the literary piece of it with the school district. I know that a lot of the elementary teachers were reaching out to all the teachers to record book readings, record themselves reading books for them to send out to their students. And I don't know, you know, any further, but that just kind of got my wheels spinning to think about something like that, you know, doing something in a distance form so that we can still show we're still able to function, but with great restriction. And again, the planning for future activities that we have going on, so that way we don't risk losing the funds that way either. Just a thought.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah? Okay, I've lost all visual contact.
We can see you.
We can see you.
We see you and hear you.
So keep talking.
All right.
Because we see.
Close your eyes, Kay, and just pretend you're dreaming about us. Talk.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think the school district doesn't know what they're doing right now, and they may not know for another month. So,
or longer.
Or longer, yeah.
What she's saying. She's saying.
No, I know what she's saying. I think that. I don't know what this is doing.
Why don't everybody just kind of jot some stuff down? Just start thinking kind of out the box.
Right.
We
got to think out of the box.
I agree. Everybody should be thinking.
Send it to me. I'll put it in a chart and send it to everybody.
Well, and I say that to say, you know, okay, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, being at the school, I get it. Like, but we have, as teachers, been placed in a position to where we have to prepare for 100% returning, 100% distance learning, 50% distance learning, partial distance learning. So those are all different tools that we have accessible to us.
Well, I think the teachers reading a story is a great idea. I think we're pressing a panic button that maybe we don't need to press right now.
But like I said, while you're sitting there, start, and I know it probably didn't even come up in your thoughts till somebody just said it, but just start thinking out of the box.
Right.
And then once everybody submits something, I'll put it all on a chart and maybe we put it on a grid. It's doable, not doable, doable, not doable, or something to just start thinking. Like I said, one, you all act like this is $200,000. It's only 20.
Right.
But I think that
that's a lot of money. It's like 200,000.
But I think that you got Bwayne in your corner.
Right.
And I don't think he's going to let them cut that money.
But then the whole thing is that what I know, and you know, Linda, I've done budgets for a million years. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Because you acting like it's all this money and it's not.
But it is a lot of money. It is a lot of, what would we do if we didn't have the 20,000?
It's not that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of with Kay. It's like you panicking before you really need to panic.
We're not panic. We're just saying it helps to forecast, because if he went and asked to keep this money, well, what are you going to do with it? If you have something in place.
Have they been asking you?
That's because we've never been in COVID before. We've never not spent our money. This is the first time.
Okay. And layoffs.
I just like prior planning. I know they always want to see some justification. That's what I've done this for 20 years.
And that's what I'm kind of saying. Start thinking out the box, because it's not like you all haven't met in, 3 months? And now all of a sudden this comes up. So start the planning. Because now, if you don't plan it within the next 2 weeks, it might get cut. That's what I'm saying.
Some things are already in place that are planned, Linda. That's what we're saying. Okay. Let's just show something. We have at least the starlight dates. We have those for 2021.
That's almost all the budget, so that should go a long way towards taking care of it.
That's right. Yeah.
That's
not. We know who returning artist is going to be, and
returning artist and the literary awards. Yes, we know the same
literary planning, right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if we could just show some forecasted dates, that's not hard. It just puts more power behind the punch.
Okay, then I would strongly suggest, I know I've got the concert dates, get me the other ones. In the event somebody asks.
And you know what? It doesn't mean that they're not subject to change, but at least you show that you've planned. Right. So,
all right, anything else? What's his face is already sent. I know Richard, I think he sent the email.
Who's what's his face?
I couldn't think of Richard's name.
Oh.
But I think he sent the email. To Allison already.
That cracks me up.
That for 2021.
Yeah, we did. We sent that way long.
So
that'll,
you know, like you say, make sure to spot highlight on your calendar dates and whatever, because I know he sent the 2021 dates.
He did. Yeah. We did that together. Yeah. So I know if you don't have them, we'll resend them.
I think I got that email.
And pretty much the returning artist is that same week.
Yeah, it's the American.
And the same Wednesday. Is that a Wednesday or?
Yes.
Yeah. Then the literary.
Same date. Same date.
So
different year.
Yeah.
So if we're all agreed on all of that, does anybody have any other old business?
We got the open seats on the commissions. We still need to get filled.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'll make sure that that's announced at the next meeting.
And it also, if we could think about finding like some painters, like some other people with experience in the arts. I think we talked about that before.
Right.
Yeah. Not just taking somebody who's got some free time, but like a Naomi Silver is a painter, or, you know, somebody who's got a specialty in a certain area that's not currently being represented.
Okay.
Because my seat's getting cold.
I have one announcement if we're at that part.
Yep.
Yes, please.
I just wanted to announce, and I'm not sure if everybody even knew him, but we had a gentleman who worked part-time here at Centennial Commons for over 20 years. His name was Albert Ross, Mr. Al. Yeah,
we know Al.
And he passed away on April 4th.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Because a lot of people, because we were closed, so there are a lot of people that don't know that whenever we open, they're going to lose their mind. So whenever I'm with anybody, I always make sure to tell them because I don't know who knew him. So,
everybody that went, Linda, is there any talk about when the gym they open?
No, because they're going to do a memorial service, and his kids basically said whenever all the crazy is over, that he wanted to be cremated. They've done that part, and whenever all the crazy is over, they will be doing a memorial service. I will be letting the world know, because I know because a lot of people don't know. And so I just wanted to share that.
But we lost two people from the Commons.
Right, we lost Miss, but we were open when Miss G passed away.
Yeah, but still a lot of people are saying they're still because they weren't coming.
Yeah, those people who didn't come on a regular.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a request, just a personal request. I'm having my son's and daughter-in-law's baby shower next month. Since my tent got destroyed, can I use the Arts and Letters tent just for one night and I bring it back?
It's okay by me.
Because my canopy got tore. And I was just
wondering. Is that the same one you've used all these years? Yeah. Cooking hot dogs?
Yeah.
I'd say it's a fair trade.
I think it's a fair trade. I vote yes.
I'm in favor. You have my
vote. I'll take care of it. I'll bring it back. So who have to, is it Parks? Would I get in contact with?
You have to get in contact with EWOL.
EWOL, okay.
505-8618.
Oh, me and EWOL, good friends. He has my cell number. I got
okay.
Here. Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to jump in and relay the message from John in case you guys didn't get it. He sent this at 8:30. He says, okay, I officially am at a loss with the exception of the one time I did get through and it was inexplicably cut off. I have tried any number of times to get through. I keep being told the meeting has to start. I also tried the old school telephone thing. I think I'm at a dead end.
Yeah, he'll have to read the minutes.
Yes. We can send him the video.
There you go.
That's it.
Okay.
Who's anything else?
No, I got to bring the dog in.
Well, somebody got to move adjourn.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
Second.
Who did the second?
Me and Kay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All in favor.
Aye. But wait.
And you're opposed.
Oh. Bye.
Go. Bye. Everybody, go and be healthy.
You all have a good holiday. We got
coming
up. Bye.
I'm coming up. All right. Did you get that, Linda?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll talk to you next week, Marion.
Okay. And Gary, let me know about the
somebody said something to Linda.
Wiley Price is going to get the pictures.
Okay. Who said something to Linda?
I did. Did you get the person that did the adjournment? It was too much.
It was Marion not Marion.
Marion.
Yeah, it was Marion and Kay Watts. I'll send you that too.
Okay.
You just use Marion. It's fine with me.
Well, you second.
Marion, Kay second.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
Bye. I'm cutting you off.